Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, January 29th, 2007. This is a ministry that we provide. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, although Brooksine is not with me today. Each weekday morning in preparing and sharing this message through various means over the internet. Today's message is titled, Careless Words. The scripture text is Matthew 12, verse 36. But I tell you that men will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. We had a humorous experience many years ago when we pastored in New England. One Sunday morning, our choir was rehearsing for a song with one of the members using a cordless microphone. Suddenly, we heard a very uplifting voice loudly through the sound system, "Now you have a good day." In a few minutes, Gene Wilmoth, who has since gone on to be with the Lord, arrived. He was one of our older members and a vibrant greeter. Upon inquiry, he turned out to be the culprit. He had been on a CB, which apparently had the very same frequency as the cordless microphone. Gene actually used the CB to share his faith and had a circle of like-minded friends who sought to share Christ over the CB. He used the verbal word to uplift and bear testimony for Christ. Consider our daily verse. It's Jesus speaking, and he points out that every word we say comes under the scrutiny of divine judgment. We will all give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word we have spoken. Talk about massive data banks. Over 6 billion people live on the planet at the present time, let alone all who have lived throughout history. Now, someone has determined that men speak 7,000 words a day and women 20,000, although I have no idea how they came up with figures like this. Assuming it's true across all languages, that's some 84 trillion words spoken each day. Consider just the careless words. The Greek conveys the sense of useless, coming out of a typical individual. Now, what about the words coming out of Washington or Hollywood alone? Today, let's determine by God's grace to use our words to glorify God and build others up. The Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 4, verse 29, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." Well, it's a joy to share with you today. Normally, Brooksine is right here beside me, and we share these messages together. I'll be making another one by myself tomorrow, although she's returning. Basically, we pointed out in Friday's message that her sister passed away Thursday evening, and Brooksine went out to Oklahoma Saturday, and the funeral is today. And she wants to thank all of you who apparently read about it in a footnote in Friday's message and sent notes of condolence. I want to, in a humorous way, point out that many readers may recall, recall a song called "I'm an Okie from Muskogee," and that's just where Brooksine is today for the funeral, although she grew up in the Tulsa area. Yesterday, she and her brother visited relatives in the mountains of northwest Arkansas. Well, it's a joy to share with you today, and I just have a couple of additional resources, a little bit of a note about a CB for any of you that may not know what one is. I should just point out it's similar to a walkie-talkie, popularly used particularly by truckers, and they still use them to this day. Don't have any pictures on the website today, but I do have a song that we sang yesterday in church that really blessed me at the time, and I found an online version. Perhaps many of you have heard it. It's called "We All Bow Down." And there's a link to it today on the site at www.dailyencouragement.net. And I welcome you to visit our site and listen to that song. May God bless you today. Continue to stay faithful, be encouraged, and remember your words are vitally important.